Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2175, All Automotive LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.75 acre more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Harmon's Hill Road, approximately 0.6 mile east of Hollyville Road. The 911 address is 28858 Harmon's Hill Road, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 16, Parcel 27.03. Staff would note for the record, there is a site plan, an exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the results of this DLDOT service level evaluation, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Gentlemen.
Good evening, Chairman and Commission. My name is Dan Honaker. This is my father, Tom.
Good evening.
We'll be planning to open an automotive repair business at the location 28858 Harmon's Hill Road. The intent of the business is to be just for me and my father. I have college education in business management, as well as he has 45 years experience in the automotive repair business. We, as you can see, are located on Harmon's Hill Road. The area that backs up behind us is all farmland right now. We have a neighbor to the right of us, a neighbor across the street who is, from my knowledge, part-time, and then a neighbor to the left across the road and a few farther down. We have good relations with our neighbors. The area that we're in is somewhat rural, but is a heavy traveled road. I don't think that the business, especially for just two gentlemen, because we have no intent on hiring anybody, is going to cause any traffic issues by any stretch of imagination. We don't intend to work any odd business hours, your normal Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So, touching on the point again, two guys, the noise, I don't think.
Oh, go ahead. You're going to say I'm too old to make too much noise.
like I said, to touch on, we're not planning on running 10 guys or having 50 automobiles parked on the property at a time. The shop really is set up for four bays, automotive bays with lifts. So two gentlemen can only do so much in a day. And like I said, we don't intend to work any odd hours. I have a wife and a one-month-old baby. I don't plan on turning a wrench at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I invite any questions or that I can answer for anybody.
Okay. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
So I was reading the information that you included with your submission.
Yes,
our
ma'am.
Facility has five service bays currently with two automated lifts. That's not MLS property, is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We have, there's five what I would call spots. We have two lifts in there now that we have purchased and put in.
Okay.
I say four service bays. The intent is to have four automotive lifts and one of the bay to be a open spot for, a car overnight or something of that nature.
Okay. When I visited the site, I noticed there's a cemetery. Is that part of your property?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No. That's right next to it.
If it was. And you're showing parking on the front of the property as well as in the back. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes, no plans for anything overnight in the rear. The majority of the parking will be up front, and it's going to be a Bluestone crush and run parking lot. We actually had it dumped today. The whole front will be stoned. So,
rather optimistic of you.
Yes.
Well, what I actually did was I went to all the neighbors prior to purchasing this property,
yeah,
and actually sat down with them and explained to them what I intended to do, my son and I, to make sure. I was basically told that my biggest hurdle would be the neighbors. So I wanted to make sure I spoke to the neighbors before I bought the property. And I got no negative comments from any of them other than they just basically what hours would be working. They didn't want to have noise after 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night working on cars. And I assured them that it wasn't the case. To be the two of us, it wasn't going to be a big blown 10, 15 employees out there 15 hours a day or 12 hours a day making noise. It would just be the two of us, and we'd just be working normal hours, normal days, nothing special or nothing weekends or holidays or anything of that nature.
So for clarification on the hours, you're 8 to 5, Monday through Friday?
Right now, technically, it'd be 8 to 6.
8 to 6, Monday through Friday, no Saturday?
No. I do have posted them for Saturday appointments, but technically, it's Monday through Friday.
There's rare occasions you get people that work Monday through Friday, and they have to get it done on a Saturday, but we're trying to avoid that.
So would you want hours for like half a day on Saturday, like 8 to noon or something?
That would be fine.
Yeah.
More of emergencies than anything.
And it would just be the two employees?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you want a sign?
Yes.
In the front?
Yes.
A lit sign or no? Lighting on the sign?
Not a lit sign, like the actual sign will light. We have intents to maybe put like a
spotlight,
like a shining light on the sign.
So I guess it'd be considered a lit sign.
No. Like a big neon sign, though.
Okay. I think that's it for me.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins, what questions? Stevens?
Will you be doing any work outside?
No, ma'am.
Dumpsters, deliveries, anything like that?
We have parts deliveries, cars. No, you know, all the parts houses drive cars. There would be no
big trucks or tractor trailers or that anything of that nature.
Okay. All right. That's
waste oil.
Yeah, waste oil contamination, soil contaminated products.
We have the intent to get a waste oil tank and have their services that will come pump the tank.
So you'd have an outdoor tank.
Yes, it'd be an outdoor tank. There's a concrete pad that's tucked behind the, from where we're standing, the left side of the building, and it's where the tank plans to be. The back of the building protrudes out, and on that back left corner is a concrete pad. The tank would be up in that corner. You wouldn't even be able to see it from the road.
Does anybody live in that house?
No.
Everybody thinks it's a house because it actually looks like a house.
It does.
But the main part that looks like the house is actually the main garage. It's a big piece of farm equipment used to be in there. Yes, everybody thinks it's a house.
It does look like
it. It appears to be a house.
Where the front door is, because behind is where the big rear door is. So that whole front section in the middle is actually a large garage.
Huh. And that's where you'll do your office work and everything as well?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I think that's all I had.
Okay. That?
None, thank you.
Ms. Corwin?
None, thanks.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll
thank
see
you.
If there's anyone
thank
here
you.
That has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2175, All Automotive LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2175? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.